Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I hope you're awesome. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. That's it. It's a four-hour show. I get here every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock into the show. You can listen to every minute, every second on the free Odyssey app. And so whether or not you happen to be in Erie, Pennsylvania, Los Angeles, California, or you're here in Atlanta, Georgia with me, you can lock into the show. Thank you for listening wherever you're at, live on your local affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you have a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the show pops right on up. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And you, wherever you're at, thank you again for listening. You at work? Good. You at home? Good. You relaxing? Good. You sitting in traffic? That's terrible. Try not to have road rage. Try. And if you need me to curse somebody out, then call me up on the radio, 855-212-4227. You can roll down your car windows, and I will curse out that person next to you. Hickey, am I allowed to do that? Never been done before, right?
It has not been done before, and I love the creativity. So I don't want to, I don't want to be the guy to say no.
Unique promo, right?
That's a really unique promo. No one's ever done that.
Yeah, you got an idiot sitting next to you in traffic. Call me up. Call me now. I'll curse him out for you. Put me on speakerphone in your car. You know, cars are fancy now. You could roll down your car windows and people next to you could hear the whole conversation. I will curse out that person next to you.
And this have it be probably the last JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah. all jokes. Don't take me serious unless you really want me to, okay? Anyway, all jokes. We've had a busy day. Thank you so much to our guests right before we went to break. We talked about the Lions. Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press joined us to talk about all these contracts that have been given out to the Lions. Penei Sewell, Jared Goff just got his new contract yesterday. Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, everybody getting money for the Lions. He said it's Super Bowl or bust for the Detroit Lions. I can't remember ever hearing that in my damn life. Ever. Congratulations to the Lions. People care. People outside of Detroit care, which is great. Thank you to our other guest. Earlier on in the show, we had a chat with Andrew Schlenkt. He joined us from the OKC Dream Team. It's his podcast. This man also works for The Athletic. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder, who decided to go out there and beat the Mavericks yesterday 100-96, tying the series a 2-2. A matter of fact, we got a basketball game going on right now in New York City. The New York Knicks are taking on the Pacers. The Knicks are winning 54-40. Like, I just got to be real. It's the second quarter. If the Indiana Pacers lose this series to the New York Knicks, they don't deserve to win nothing. The New York Knicks are playing with Jalen Brunson and a bunch of guys who are tired as hell. I'm just saying. Like, the Knicks, everybody is hurt. And the Pacers, they lose? Like, come on. The Pacers got to win this series based on the injuries alone. And then also, we got another game that's going to start in about 90 minutes. While they're starting this game so damn late, I have no idea. It should be a great one between the Minnesota Timberwolves and then also the Denver Nuggets. We know the Denver Nuggets started this series in an 0-2 hole, have been able to come back and win the last two games. Now they're tied at two, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen here. It should be a lot of fun. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on all of that. Caitlin Clark, also her professional debut with the Indiana Fever. They're taking on the Connecticut Sun right now this minute. The Sun lead 59-51. Caitlin Clark, modest professional debut. So far in the third quarter, Caitlin Clark has 10 points on 3 of 10 shooting, 2 of 7 from downtown, 1 assist. I think eventually she'll figure things out. And speaking of figuring things out, I told you we had a busy day. The Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons, are having OTAs. Today was the first day that Kirk Cousins decided to speak publicly. He spoke to the media. Kirk Cousins was asked about Michael Penix Jr. Kirk Cousins was asked about this man being drafted 8th overall while they just gave him more than $100 million guaranteed. And Kirk Cousins, the great teammate that he is, he's like, man, I'm not worried about that. The Falcons called me, they drafted him, and now we're teammates. Listen to this.
Yeah, no, it's pretty straightforward. I was at the team event at the stadium, was just driving back, and they called me and just said, hey, we're gonna take a quarterback here at the pick. And I said, okay. And that was pretty straightforward. Yeah, I think it's similar to the call that Mark D'Antonio made to me in 2007. And he said, hey, we're going to offer another quarterback. I know you've signed Nick Foles. You know, you guys are going to have to compete. And it's like, okay, you know, let's just take the next step. And then I was drafted, right, with Robert Griffin. And it's, hey, you know, you're going there with another quarterback in the same class. Okay. So this is more the norm than the exception. And I think the response is that this is the exception, when really, if you know my story, you know, this is more the norm of the journey. And it's more of a, okay, you know, let's just start working and start building together.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, he's no crybaby. What is Kirk Cousins supposed to do? Cry and whine about Michael Penix Jr. showing up? Kirk Cousins is getting his money. $180 million. Okay? A 4-year contract, $180 million. Kirk Cousins has made about $300 million before we even got to this contract. What the hell is he complaining about? I think the answer is nothing. The only thing slowing down Kirk Cousins is if his leg, his Achilles, does not cooperate. And I guess if you got to throw Michael Penix Jr. out there at that point, then the Falcons look like geniuses. Although I find the drafting of Michael Penix Jr. to be a little too risky, if you're asking me. Congratulations to Kirk Cousins for actually being a good teammate. Speaking of a good teammate, Tom Brady last week, I don't know if he thought being roasted was a team sport. Tom Brady actually admitted that he has some regrets about that Netflix roast. I don't know. For all the criticism that he received as an NFL QB, I guess stepping into the personal arena made him hurt, because Tom Brady sat down with the Pivot podcast and said, that roast, some of them jokes about my family, my ex-wife, it hurt my kids. Where the hell was Tom Brady? Listen to this.
I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way that it affected my kids. Mm. So it's the hardest part about, like, the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way that it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world. So, dang. Like, it makes you in some ways a better parent going through it, because, again, you don't. Sometimes you're naive. You don't know. I just want to, like, laugh. And so I wanted to do the roast, because the guy Jeff Ross became someone that I knew. And then you don't see the full picture all the time. So I think it's a good lesson. Like, for me as a parent, I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it.
It took a roast for Tom Brady to go, I can be a better parent? It took a roast for that to take place? Like, damn. Like, Victor Wembanyama is, wow, damn, whoa, Hickey. Tom Brady is about to be 47 years old. Victor, I was going to say Victor Wembanyama is half his age. He's less than half. What is it? More than half his age?
Way more than half his age. Or way less? Way less than half his age.
Yeah. He's 20. The guy's 47. Damn. When I hear Victor Wembanyama talk, and he sounds like he has more wisdom than anything that Tom Brady just shared there in that minute. Like, where the hell Tom Brady been? I don't sit down and watch, what's his name, Jeff Ross? I don't sit and watch his comedy, but when I have seen this man, he's destroying people on the stage. And Tom Brady, after the fact, goes, oh, it hurt my kid's feelings. Well, maybe, man, maybe you shouldn't have agreed to do it. Anyway, speaking of quarterbacks, we found out that Aaron Rodgers, the full NFL schedule will come out tomorrow. We got Aaron Rodgers in San Francisco on Monday Night Football to open up the season for the Jets. The NFL is cruel. Like, we get the full schedule tomorrow. The NFL is just trying to run deja vu on Aaron Rodgers. At least he won't be the home team. He's not going to have to run from the turf monster. He's not going to have to run out with an American flag. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he just has to run from Nick Bosa. Congratulations to that man. And then also, speaking of people who you never hear ever, I still can't believe this. Bronny James spoke today. Yes, the son of LeBron James, who has basically, for good reason, been sheltered from the media to move him, at least so he could have a life. Bronny James spoke in Chicago. He spoke to the media, the press, and they asked him about, you know, being his own man and, you know, not necessarily following in his father's footsteps, but being his own dude. And this is what Bronny had to say when asked about anybody who doesn't believe he needs to be in the draft. Listen to this.
There's nothing I can say, to be honest. Like, I just, you know, I obviously see how everything that has been thrown my way. But, you know, I just got to shrug it off. And all the work that I've put in over this, I don't know how many years, you know, I just feel like I need to believe in myself and everything. Like, they haven't seen what I've been through or anything like that. So, yeah, I just continue to believe in myself and keep putting in the work.
When you go into these interviews with these executives, they know about your family. But what do you want them to know about you, the person?
That I'm a genuine person. I've gotten a lot of lessons and stuff from my mom and my dad. But also just, like, putting that Bronny James narrative out there more is, instead of, you know, just being LeBron James' son. I think that's really important for me.
At least he knows it, right? Now you gotta pave this way yourself. And this is good. Everybody lives life. As far as I know, you live life once, you try to learn. LeBron hyped up his son. He did. LeBron did that. Should he have done it? Maybe. Maybe not. Would his son be here if he didn't hype him up? Maybe not. But now there's going to come a point in time, like everybody else. You are where you are. Now you have to stand on your own two feet. And I've been saying this for years. If there's one thing that I want to see in the NBA, I want to see LeBron James on the court with his son. It would be one of the most memorable, amazing things ever. But it's up to Bronny. Regardless of where he gets drafted, where he starts, it's up to him to now show that he deserves it and that it's not just a handout. Because even though he's LeBron's son, it's only going to take him but so far. And those are certain things that, hey, LeBron can't go out there and play for him. It's up to him to now take the bull by the horns and go the rest of the way. I still believe the Los Angeles Lakers will select him in the draft at number 55. And I still think he'll be in the G League until he's ready for the show. We'll see. A lot of talking today. Kirk Cousins spoke. Tom Brady spoke. Bronny James spoke. I've never heard LeBron James' son speak in my life. We got basketball action. We got another game coming. I mean, everybody's talking. How about this? Even Shaq is still talking. Shaq is like, I'm not changing my mind on Jokic. Jokic is going to play in about an hour from now. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll take a break. We hear from Shaq, what he thinks about Jokic, the Golden State women's basketball team has a new name, and there's even a sports radio host who is going to be coaching a basketball team? What? Yeah, we got so much more to do before we roll out. That includes telling you about everything, or at least the most important things that have taken place this day in sports history. Don't move. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I can't believe this. I cannot. I told you there's a lot of things that we're going to get into. We got a radio host who's coaching a college basketball team. Hickey, is it college? What the hell is it? Where is it? College?
It is college in the Horizon League.
Oh my God. Wait, this has to be high school, right? Like, anyway, we'll get into that right now. The New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers are at halftime in Madison Square Garden. The series is tied at 2-2. And yes, it's only halftime. The Knicks lead the Pacers 69-54. Jalen Brunson, who sprained, hurt, whatever did to his foot, bruised it a couple of games ago, in 22 minutes, he has 28 points. What are we, like, I don't even understand how these guys, well, how him in particular, nobody just puts him on his ass. Like, how? The Pacers are soft, man. I got to be honest. The Indiana Pacers might win this series. They're soft. They got no backbone. They got no spice. They got nothing. And Hickey, we talked about this in a break. It's probably a combination of the two. The Indiana Pacers are Charmin, and the New York Knicks are like cockroaches for real. They are tough. They will not die. They won't.
You're 100% right on both cases. Like, it's just one of those, like, that's why, at least for me, again, not to, like, have my fandom, you know, put this cloud over my logical thinking, but it's like, even after game four and how ugly it was for the Knicks, it's like, you see how the Pacers have played this entire postseason. I mean, to need six games against the Bucks where Giannis was out, Dame missed a game, but even when he was playing, he's limping around. Chris Middleton's dragging one leg on the ground behind him. Bobby Portis is ejected from a game as well. Like, the Bucks had, I mean, they're one guy away from Thanasis coming on the court, essentially. And they still needed six games, and still it looked, you know, some of those games got close to the wire. And here again, it's the Knicks, same thing. Like, no OG now for a few days, and even on Friday, the Knicks lose, sad, you know, basically by one shot at the end. Like, I'm with, like, the Knicks are tough, absolutely. But the Pacers, man, like, they have this golden opportunity. And the fact that, forget taking advantage of it, they're getting blown out, embarrassing.
This is bad. Tyrese Halliburton, and we know he's been dealing with injury. I mean, even dating back to prior to the All-Star break, dealing with that hamstring. In the first half, he has 7 points and 4 assists. And I get it. Not everybody's going to have an amazing game. But and nowadays in the modern NBA, there's so much up and down. The lack of consistency is what gets me. How a guy in one game could have 30-something-odd points and then wake up the next game and have nothing. Like, literally. Like, listen to this. In this series against the New York Knicks, and whether it's his knee, his back, his ankle, whatever the case may be, he had 6 points in game one. Exploded for 34, 35. Had 20 in the blowout. Has 7 tonight. And who knows? In the second half of this game, Tyrese Halliburton may come out and say, here's 20 points. I'm going to win the game. I just, it's the consistency. It's the lack of consistency from today's NBA stars that just make me scratch my head. The Pacers are soft. They should be beating the living hell out of the New York Knicks. Am I expecting an ass whooping like we got on Sunday every game? No. No. And maybe the Pacers turn things around here in the second half. But this is embarrassing how they've... The Knicks are playing with nobody right now. They're playing with a bunch of guys who play hard as hell. And they whooping that ass. 69-54. The Knicks lead the Pacers. Meanwhile, at halftime here, I see a Shaquille O'Neal is not on the set. Vince Carter is there in his place. Draymond Green is on the set with Ernie and Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith. And I don't know, maybe Shaq has been busy. I know he released that diss track against Shannon Sharp. And that whole thing stemmed from Shaquille O'Neal letting everyone know that he believed Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should have been MVP over Jokic. Well, Jokic will be in action in about an hour from now as the Minnesota Timberwolves and Nuggets try to break a 2-2 tie. Whoever wins will be in control of the series with a 3-2 series lead. And we got to wait about an hour for that. Meanwhile, in the midst of this all, Shaq is still defending himself. Shaquille O'Neal spoke to TMZ, and Shaq said, I still stand by what I said. I don't care what Jokic did. I would have given it to Shai Gilgeous. Listen.
Let me say something to all the people that are not smart enough to, you know, comprehend what I say. Never said I didn't like Joker. Never said anything bad about the Joker. Joker is the best big man in a long time. Very big man. I just said that I thought Shai gotten Shai Gilgeous Alexander should get the MVP. And the reason why I did it on the show, because you know when you say something, you get all these people in blogs, they turn around like you know, Shaq doesn't like Joker. That's why I told Joker, I said, hey, man to man, brother. You know I love you, but somebody else should got it. And that's what real men do. Like, if I have a problem with you, Mike, I ain't going to tweet it. I'm going to call you. And right. TMZ will be like, put Mike Babcock on the phone now. So, you know, all these people, oh, Shaq doesn't like any big man. He doesn't like the Joker. I love the Joker. He's the best big man in the game. I just thought Shai Gilgeous had a very special year.
Come on, Shaq. Nobody said anything about not liking Jokic. Nobody said that. Nobody said any of that. The only issue I think anyone had is why are you dumping on the, you just won the award. Just to say congratulations. Say that you thought it was, you don't got to put in your 2 cents. And Shannon Sharp said he was jealous, and then he started whooping his ass about it, man. It's crazy, crazy things. Shaq is busy. He's had a bad week. Had to deal with the wife's book last week about not loving him, and Shannon Sharp goes at him, and then Shaq makes a diss record like it's 1992, 1993 again. It's some wild stuff, and that's not even the wildest thing that I've heard today. Hickey, we kind of mentioned this. Doug Gottlieb, sports radio and television, more recently radio. He got a job as a college basketball coach?
That he did.
I looked at I said, Green Bay? I said, what? And Green Bay of... Phoenix of Green, this is a college basketball team?
In the Horizon League.
And they hired him to be the head coach.
That they did. Real story.
Now, he has a background coaching what? Anything?
Do you count AAU or something?
I can start an AAU squad tomorrow if I wanted to.
So there you go.
The answer is no. And so what's his job? He explained himself inside Wisconsin. Let's listen to a radio host, Doug Gottlieb, as he explained his His new job. Listen to this.
A fan says, okay, you're radio, TV personality, but you actually know me, know how I operate. No one in basketball thinks it's really that big a thing. Right? Like all my friends in basketball is like, oh, that makes sense. It's people who don't know the sport or don't know how I operate or how my brain works. It's more me choosing to go in than it is a school giving me an opportunity, whereas you haven't coached in college. In regards to the actual coaching and X and O's of it, I've coached more games in the last 7 years than anyone in America. Because when you coach AAU games, I had at times I was coaching 12, 16 games in a weekend. And I've coached the group in Israel that I coached twice. It's called the Maccabi Games team. That's like the Jewish Olympics. But the beauty to that is you have to select the roster. So it's like recruiting because you are recruiting. We had 31 practices last time. And so you know about putting together practice plans. My sideline decorum was better. Like I have improved. So all of these things I've kind of been preparing for this moment.
Okay. This is like cosplay. I think that's what they call it, right? When you play dress up and it's like when you do Halloween every day. His AAU teams. I can't tell you how many professional basketball players I've spoken to, how many coaches I've spoken to. We've talked to people publicly here on the radio. We've talked to people privately. I talk to people privately. And everybody says that the AAU system of basketball has functionally destroyed the skill sets or the lack of development in basketball players. And this man is saying that coaching AAU 12 and 16 games for the past forever is qualifying him for this job. Hey, good luck. I mean, who the hell am I? I don't want to coach nothing. I'm perfectly fine sitting here and talking. That's what he wants to do, then God bless him. He has now welcomed and opened himself up to criticism outside of his own opinions, but his performance on a basketball court. For Hickey, who? The Green Bay Phoenix basketball team?
That's right. Go Phoenix.
Oh. The other thing is, he said he's going to continue to do his radio show. Bro. Where's the commitment? Hickey, I give him credit for having success in what he's done. This job ain't easy. Unless he's so he does everything so easy that he can just show up to work and just everything is amazing. The radio show's amazing. The coaching is amazing. He's cheating the team, man. Hickey, he's cheating the team. I got no shame in saying that. If you want to go be a head coach and you want to give your time to improving the lives in basketball, you want to do that, then you just go do it. You're not going to sit around. I don't care how long your show is. It's 2 hours, 3 hours. That's time, man. Go work. Don't half-ass nothing. I don't know. This just seems like some guy trying to live out his cosplay fantasy as a coach as opposed to actually giving everything you got to the students.
I'm good with you 1,000,000%.
Good luck.
For real.
Like Hickey, that's like me saying, like Hickey, I could not do this and be a high school basketball coach, okay? I feel like I'd be half-assing the students. Like I can't do that. Like I'm gonna stand here for 4 hours and do the show and work with you to set up the show. But then I'm going to spend what? I'm just going to show up to practice. And it just, I don't like it, man. Good luck to him. Maybe he'll have success. Maybe they'll appreciate it. But it just sounds like some fan who listened to him on the radio decided to give him a job. And he thinks he has qualifications because he's coaching AAU basketball. Yuck. Good luck, though. To each his own. Not my gig. If you're going to do something, especially with younger people, you don't half-ass it. I'm still going to do my radio show because I could do my radio show and coach these young men at the same time. If it was just like that, then I think we'd have some more successful people doing it. But you know what? We don't. Pick one. Seems like an ego trip to me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. We're going to take a break. By the time we come back, a broken Jalen Brunson will have scored another 50 points against the Pacers. He's going to keep on whooping them. I'm going to share with you a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. 855-212-4227. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
See, there you go. Tony Gonzalez. Great college basketball player. Hall of Fame tight end. Too bad we never know the opposite, right? Never. Not really. Find me that star football player who just went into the Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't know. Maybe Frank Thomas stuck with, maybe he would have did it. Maybe. 855-212-4227. That's 855-4227. We got some folks here who have opinions on things, and so we will talk to you all. Let's go to John. He's calling from Rochester, New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, it's great to be talking to you again. It's been a while. But, yeah, I'm calling about Doug Gottlieb, you know. I think, you know, he played, he had a successful college career, and he played in Europe, and he knows basketball. I think why not give him a chance? Because, you know, I know in his head he thinks he's doing right. So I'm giving him props for, like, trying to, you know, go for his dream, you know. So I'm supporting him.
Good for him. I just think when you look publicly at a profession like coaching, you would typically give the job to someone who has had experience in the job and not just, hey, I played AAU and I also bounced around. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, look at the team he's going to. It's not like he's going to Duke or anything, you know?
Yeah, but that's besides the point. The point is, I put it to you this way. As much as this is a job that I have now, and as much as I had my own and created my own job before I even got called to come do radio, I think it would make absolute no sense if they just threw a guy on the radio who's never done it before but is radio adjacent. That's what makes no sense. God bless him for chasing a dream, but to have no experience at this stage of his life is just, you know, like, hey, get somebody in that's more qualified. That's it.
Well, they must have loved him anyways. They must have liked him to hire him. You know,
I think on their side,
you know, they're probably thinking, oh, we're getting a great deal here. So you never know.
On their side, they listened to him on the radio and said, let's bring him in. I like him. That sounds pretty simple as that. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Brian is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing there, JR? What's happening, man?
I'm okay, brother. Go ahead.
I'm fine. My brother's on the call. Okay, belated congratulations to yourselves. Actually, you had two situations happen within the last month or two. You went from a 10 to a 2 o'clock slot to a 6 to 10 slot, if I have it right. And secondly, you went from CBS to the Infinity Network. So congrats on all that. How are you liking it?
Nothing changes for me. I just get up and still do the same thing.
Okay, now as far as the matter at hand, I'd like to say I've been a bit of a coach. No great shakes as a coach. But I think I really want to tip my hat to you for common sense, because is it true that the guy had no coaching experience as coach, and also
he's still
maintaining his radio job?
Correct.
Are both of those true?
Yes, correct. You heard him heard his own explanation, coaching AAU.
And no coaching experience previously, right?
I've said yes to that about three times.
Right. So, I mean, like... Now, it is true that some people's body clock is wound faster, and who knows, maybe even amphetamines. But, I mean, to me, it's not tenable. I think that's a key word.
It's not necessarily, and thank you, Brian, for calling from Toronto. It's not so much about his energy levels. Hickey, we need to get him some, what do they call him? So we need to get him some uppers so he can do his show and then also, coach the students. It's not about his energy level, okay? Amphetamines and all that, that's not my point. My point is, I don't think Mike Tomlin is going to coach the Pittsburgh Steelers and then say, hey, I need to do an hour show on KDKA. He has media obligations to help promote the Steelers and help promote the league. But this is not a full-time job. And I get it. Maybe this shows what this guy believes in the team. I can coach this team, which is a whatever team, and I can still do my radio show, which is my bread and butter. And if it doesn't work out with me as the coach, I can always keep my show. If he felt so confident in what he's doing or what he's about to do, he just leave. All right? And one of the callers is like, oh, it's not like it's Duke or anything. Well, first of all, Duke wouldn't be stupid enough to hire this guy. And then second of all, if he even got the inkling that he would get a better job, they'd ask for him to quit. It's like PR stuff. I mean, shame on the administration for hiring him. They listen to him on the radio. Now they want to give him a job. Well, this will help us out. We'll get attention. Well, stop. Why are you half-assing the students, man? That's the thing. The students deserve better than that. They deserve somebody who's going to be a coach and not be a half and half. I'm a half radio host over here, or maybe I'm a full-time radio host. I'm a part-time coach for a couple of months. That ain't cool. Good luck to them all, though. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. The New York Knicks still giving the Pacers the business, 80-64. They're about halfway through the third quarter. Jalen Brunson has 31 points. Shout out to my main man, Matt. Yeah, Jalen Brunson. He is a star, man. He's playing on God mode. Jalen Brunson got everybody catching up. And speaking of God mode, for a while there, it looked like Caitlin Clark was going to get smacked around. Well, her team lost. They did get smacked around. Connecticut Sun beat the Fever 92-71. Caitlin Clark finished with 20 points. She was 4 of 11 from deep, 5 of 15 from the field. Caitlin Clark led the Fever in scoring. Yeah, they lost, but this is part of the learning process, right? To come out the gate and just drop 20 points. She also had 10 turnovers. It's the most all time in the WNBA debut. She'll be fine, folks. She'll be fine. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hey, JR. I had just turned on, and I thought you were actually talking about Reddick when you were talking about a different coach. And so I loved your analogy about you would feel terrible about not giving your full all to a job and shortchanging the players. And so I would want you to take that same analogy and fall through into what LeBron would maybe like to have with Reddick and the Lakers, because to me it's obvious that he really wants to find somebody where he can call the shots, but he wants a cover so that when it doesn't work out, when they don't win anything, then he can say what's the coach's fault.
I think that's different, because and we've talked about J.J. Reddick here over the past several days. It's also now okay. Come out that James Borrego, who was a former head coach of Charlotte, and also Sam Cassell, former championship point guard in the NBA, are candidates for the Lakers job in addition to J.J. Redick. Here's the difference between doing this on a college level, a low level, versus doing this at the highest level, which is the NBA LeBron James level. You're 100% correct. This is LeBron James. This isn't some 18-year-old young man who is just trying to make bones and just play basketball and maybe advance to another college. This is LeBron James at the end of his career. This is a Los Angeles Lakers. This is one of the most famous sporting organizations on earth. It's one of the most famous basketball teams on earth, flat and period. probably Lakers, Bulls, Celtics on Earth, in that order, probably. It's different. The Lakers are trying to win. They're trying to make money. This is a business. J.J. Redick ain't no slouch. Does he also lack experience at the highest level? The answer is yes. But if you want somebody to carry LeBron's bags, which we all know he's at the end, then just hire the guy. If you want to bring in somebody to actually hold him accountable, I'd say hire Sam Cassell. Because Sam Cassell ain't holding nothing for nobody but the truth. But this is the NBA, and that's the pros. And there's a big old difference between that and Doug Gottlieb getting a job in college. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we roll out, you know what I got to do? I got to take a trip down memory lane.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Whoa. Hickey, why was he so violent? Well, I was Mayweather. Do you think he stood a chance of whooping Mayweather's ass 50 years ago?
I like the anger in his voice. I think there would have been a lot of passion there, but I'm going to say no. The man who is the best at dodging punches, yeah, I think he would have been okay dodging that guy's punches.
Oh, man, how about that? Anyway, let's go back in time. What's today? May 14th, 1967. On this day in sports history, the Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run as the Yankees beat the O's 6-5. Let's take a listen.
Here's the payoff pitch. This is it. There it goes. It's out of here.
Well, damn. Hickey, the announcers, they lack detail back then? What do you want to, he needed another beer or a hot dog?
I don't know if they're paid by the word, and the team said, hey, we don't got a lot of money, so don't be saying a lot, but very short and to the point.
Very short. Yeah, Mickey Mantle, he ended his career with 536 home runs. If you want to think about championships and big time, people don't always talk about the Mick. With the New York Yankees, this man helped them win seven, count them, seven world championships. It's nuts. Anyway. You want to talk about the greats? Yeah, go ahead and put him in there as well. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. It's over. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Of course, the NFL schedule will be out in full tomorrow. We got a little bit of a taste and a teaser. And then I will be bringing you a new top six list. That's what I do every single Wednesday. So you can stay tuned on that as well. If you use the internet, if you like to complain, if you like to yell at strangers, if you like to waste your time, I am there being amused as well. I am at JR Sport Brief on Instagram, Twitter, X, Facebook, all of that stuff where people waste their time. Anyway, you can find me all over the place. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. And thank you to you. Yeah, you, everybody for listening. The Knicks are smacking the Pacers, punching them in the mouth. Somebody tell the Pacers to fight back. Knicks are like a one-legged man in an ass-whooping contest. And they're winning. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.